Here are some of the events happening around the Mahoning Valley this weekend. For more events, check out our events calendar and sign up here for our Weekend Matters newsletter. Youngstown, Opera Western Reserve will present Romeo plus Juliet at 7:30 p.m. tonight at Stambaugh Auditorium, 1000 Fifth Avenue. The reimagined production will combine text from William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet and orchestral and vocal music from Charles Gounod's Romeo and Juliet opera. The fully staged production with costumes, lighting and digital scene design will feature sword fights choreographed by Jason Paul Tate, an acclaimed New York City-based director, choreographer and performer whose credits include the public theaters Shakespeare in the Park and the Metropolitan Opera. Devised and directed by Scott Skiba, the production features guest conductor Dean Buck leading the OWR Orchestra. To purchase tickets, click here. Stage Left Players reopens with cabaret show Lisbon. After a 20-month pandemic shutdown, Stage Left Players will reopen the doors of the Trinity Playhouse, 234 E. Lincoln Way, this weekend to celebrate the return of live theater. The Stage Left Players cast will join more than 2,500 community theaters worldwide to perform Music Theater International's All Together Now. Showtimes are 7 p.m. today and Saturday. Candy Cleland, managing director, said in a news release it's more than great songs from musicals such as Guys and Dolls, My Fair Lady, Fiddler on the Roof, and Rent that enticed her performers. SLP regular Paul Dahman said, sure, who doesn't want to perform songs from Les Miserables, Mamma Mia, or Willy Wonka? But what drew us together was the chance for old friends to return to the stage in front of a live audience. That's what community theater actors live to do. Tickets are $15 for adults and $12 for seniors and students. Tickets can be purchased here and at the door. Masks are required for all audience members. Youngstown Playhouse Youth Theater to present Gone Away Place, Youngstown. The Youngstown Playhouse Youth Theater will debut its long-awaited stage adaptation of The Gone Away Place this weekend after its postponement due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Based on the young adult novel by award-winning Valley author Christopher Barzyk, The Gone Away Place is adapted and directed by James Kanachi and features an original musical score by Lake Baum. Showtimes for the main stage performance are 7:30 p.m. today and Saturday, and 2:30 p.m. Sunday. In The Gone Away Place, Elle is haunted by the ghosts of her best friends and by the living after a slew of tornadoes rage through her hometown. A chance encounter with one ghost leads Ellie to discover a way to free the spirits who have been lingering since the storm. To purchase tickets, click here or call 330-788-8739. Prices are $14 for teens and older and $10 for students younger than 13. The Youngstown Playhouse requires audience members to be masked. Friends of Fido to host fundraiser Saturday Cornersburg. Friends of Fido will host a 10-year anniversary fundraiser from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday at Davidson's Restaurant and Tavern, 3636 Canfield Road. The event will feature a basket raffle and 50-50 drawing. T-Mobile will offer a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card, and company representatives will hand out collapsible dog bowls to people who attend the event. The first 75 people who buy tickets for the basket raffle will each get a $10 Davidson's gift card, courtesy of T-Mobile. Friends of Fido started in 2011 when volunteers who walk the dogs at the Mahoning County Dog Pound wanted to do more to help the dogs that came in sick or injured. In the past 10 years, the organization has helped about 1,500 dogs, paying more than $608,000 in vet bills, a news release states. Some quick hits. The Youngstown Phantoms will face the Madison Capitals at 7:05 tonight and Saturday at the Covelli Center, 229 E Front Street, Youngstown. Saturday is $5 ticket night, and there will be chances to win prizes with a 50-50 raffle and chuck a puck. For tickets, click here or call 330-747-7825. The Jewish Community Center of Youngstown, 505 Gypsy Lane, will have an ice skating lessons open house from 1 to 3 p.m. Saturday. The JCC's winter campus will open November 26. It offers free skating for the community. For more information about the open house, click here. Campbell Community Literacy Workforce and Cultural Center, 436 Struthers Coitsville Road, Lowellville, will host the Campbell Craft Show from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday. Cost is $5 for anyone older than 13. Tracy Manning, Mahoning Valley Historical Society's Curator of Education, will speak on the Titanic at 10 a.m. Saturday at the Boardman Library, 7680 Glenwood Avenue, for the Boardman Historical Society's lecture series. Admission is free. For more information, call Richard Scarsella at 330-726-8277. Limitless Dance Company will host a costume fundraiser from 6 to 10 p.m. Saturday at Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, 219 Ewood Street, Lowellville. This year's theme is The Roaring Twenties, Gangsters and Flappers. Tickets are $50 for adults and $25 for children. They can be purchased by calling Tori Ward, Executive Director, or Paul Maletta, Dance Instructor, at 330-758-8083. Classical guitarist Rene Izquierdo will perform at 3 p.m. Sunday in the Butler Institute of American Arts North Hall for the Youngstown State University's Donald P. Pepino Performing Arts Series. Tickets, which are $20 for adults, $15 for senior citizens, YSU faculty and staff, and $5.25 for youths, can be purchased here. Tickets for children 12 and younger and YSU students are free. A free masterclass featuring Izquierdo will be offered from noon to 3 p.m. Saturday in YSU's Bliss Recital Hall. No registration is needed. The work of local artist George Kovac will be on display in the Thomas's Family Endowment Art Gallery at the Jewish Community Center of Youngstown, 505 Gypsy Lane, through December. A reception will be held from 1 to 3 p.m. Sunday.